Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. It is a Madison Avenue restaurant where celebs such as Nicki Minaj pay some pretty steep prices to dine. At Philippe Chow on East 60th last night, masked gunmen showed up and robbed and shot a customer. And that was just one of the scenes of gun violence in the city last night. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Chuck.
Even Madison Avenue was part of the overnight violence here in the city. About 10:15 last night at Philippe Chow, the high-scale eatery, two men with masks walked in, one waving a gun, first snatching a $25,000 Rolex from one man before wrestling with another, ended up shooting that 28-year-old man in the leg. I spoke with these young people as they were headed home for the night.
I feel like, you know, it became a little bit more unsafe. It's very alarming.
It's really insane.
It is. It's very troubling. You should be able to be safe in your neighborhood.
And the NYPD busy in Brooklyn. Cops in Bed-Stuy investigating how two men shot each other. A 29-year-old died at Woodhull. The other, who was shot in the neck, taken to the hospital barely alive. And then two this morning, a 19-year-old woman shot in her leg in Avenue V in Sheepshead Bay. Police say she may have been an innocent bystander. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here on the east side.
The NYPD has long said it tries to target gangs when cracking down on violence, but a city council member wants to take away one of its tools, the gang database. Antonio Reynoso says it is racially discriminatory and legally questionable. He says most of the 42,000 New Yorkers included in that database are people of color. He notes white supremacists and members of the mob aren't in the base, and yet people of color as young as 13 are. The NYPD says this proposal, at a time when shootings are nearly double what they were 2 years ago, driven by gangs, is at best misguided. Starting next week, you get your say about congestion pricing, the plan to charge you for the pleasure of driving into Midtown Manhattan. A Manhattan lawmaker wants her borough's input heard, too. Borough President Gail Brewer telling 1010 Winds she has sent a letter to Governor Hochul demanding Manhattan representation on the board that would set the toll prices.
I feel strongly that their voices and their concerns need to be heard. And if you are from an upstate community or even from another borough, you do not hear a Manhattanite. You have to be somebody who knows what the division of 60th Street means, who's got some expertise in transit issues.
Congestion pricing would charge drivers south of 60th Street as a way to generate $15 billion to pay for railway improvements. The MTA holds the first of 13 virtual public hearings next week. Florida police plan to update us today about their progress in the case of a woman from Long Island who went missing in Utah while hiking with her fiancé. Police say that fiancé Brian Laundrie is now a person of interest in the disappearance of Gabrielle Petito. Utah authorities say the couple had a physical fight in a van, and Laundrie told them it was the emotional strain of traveling together for 4 or 5 months. 2 weeks later, Gabrielle was reported missing. Her mother says the fact that Laundrie is refusing to speak to cops in Florida boggles her mind. And Nicole Schmidt tells 1010 Winds they are doing everything they can to find Gabby.
We're scouring social media. We're putting her pictures out there, just getting people to know, reminding people to keep looking and look for her. Look at her videos, look at her pictures, and then keep your eyes open.
Schmidt says Laundrie was the last person to see Gabrielle, and she has a message for him. Just tell us what happened. tell us where she is. A woman allegedly strangled her grandmother on the Lower East Side, then called cops to confess. A home attendant found Antonio Cardona dead in her Columbia Street apartment. Janice Cruz called them to confess that she had strangled the 97-year-old. The 50-year-old Cruz has been charged with murder, strangulation, and assault. More than a dozen people came down with COVID, and they are all linked to a music festival on Randall's Island. City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi says the cluster of 16 cases all seem to have come from people who attended the Electric Zoo Festival earlier this month.
If you are someone who was at the festival, even if only for one day or one event, during the 3 days of the festival, we do encourage you to get tested. And that recommendation stands regardless of your vaccination status, but is particularly important if you've had symptoms recently.
Earlier this hour, we spoke live with Dr. Dennis Nash, the Distinguished Professor of Epidemiology at the CUNY School of Public Health. Dr. Nash tells us that the cluster proves that masking at concerts is necessary.
It really does, emphasize the need for better social distancing, even at outdoor events like the one we're talking about now with the cluster. And also masking, especially when people are really packed in.
The health department also identified 8 people who might have attended the event while they were contagious.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.